For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now with Tad and Melissa. So you see a lot of these people trying out for the Bachelor, Bachelorette yesterday here at the radio station.
Yeah, it was packed with all kinds of women. Lots of guys were there, too. So I went upstairs to these auditions, and now I was dressed in khakis and a collared shirt, my driver cap, because when I introduced myself to these ladies, I didn't tell them, hey, I'm Jeremy from B98.5. I just walked up and said, hi, my name's Jeremy. I'm a producer in the building.
Oh.
And that's it. So I wanted to see just how willing they are to be on television and whether or not they would go for that's the funny. Fake shows that I made up.
Great.
Okay, my name's Emily. Originally from Florida. I've lived in Atlanta, Georgia since I was 9. 10-second pitch. I'm pretty amazing.
So you would be okay if for some reason you didn't make it, that you could make it on some of the other shows?
Yeah.
All right, so one of the shows in production is Race for Love. Now, that's a matchmaking show. It takes place inside of a speeding NASCAR.
Sold.
She laughed at that? That's funny.
Sure, yeah, she's ready to go.
Hey, my name's Maria. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm a police officer. I've been a police officer for 12 years.
You're kind of a bad.
Somewhat, maybe. I went to rifle training all day today, and then I barely made it here, so.
Jeez Louise. Okay, all right. No, that's awesome. So there are other programs that are in production that we're screening for as well.
Okay. I did not know that, but that's good to know.
There's a show called Escape from Love Island.
Okay.
20 women.
Okay.
They're all contestants competing against each other for one man to rescue them off the island.
Okay.
The other women will be left there to fend for themselves.
All right. I can do that one.
She's in.
And again, Jeremy is making up all these scenarios. These are not real TV shows.
These are great concepts. It's hard to find something that people have not seen already.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm Meredith. I'm from Greenville, South Carolina, and I'm a pediatric ER nurse.
This is not the only show that we'll be auditioning for, because there's other shows that are in the works. There's a very Bachelor-esque show, except it's in a prison.
Okay.
And it's called Conjugal Visit.
Am I giving the conjugal visit, or am I the conjugal visit?
That's an excellent, question.
Boy, that's a code, because, like, what does it matter? You're
in the conjugal visit? I found one guy that was really worthy of being talked to.
My name is Leslie, and I'm from D.C., originally born and raised from Amsterdam. I speak three languages.
What are the three languages?
My first language is Dutch, second language is Twi, third language is English.
What's that second language?
Twi, spelled as T-W-I.
Where's that spoken?
Ghana.
So Marielle right here works with us. Hit on her a little bit in Twi.
Nice.
Was that dirty?
No.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yes.
It sounded dirty. You know that not everybody's going to make the show.
I understand that.
But we have, there are other programs that are in production that will run your names through as well. So there's a show that's very Big Brother-esque, okay? So we're going to put contestants in a house, right? It's a big house in the Hollywood Hills.
Sounds nice. Yep.
Inside the house are 6 contestants and 1 black bear.
Okay.
And so basically, you just want to stay away from the bear.
Okay, yes.
Is that something you could do?
Yeah, I used to run track. I can run away from the bear, yeah.
Dude, I love that.
I love it how everybody doesn't want to get knocked out of the competition, so they'll say yes to anything.
Yeah, nobody wants to say no to somebody who described himself as a producer, but I found one aspiring actress, and what was I able to talk her into? That's what's next.
Oh!
All right, Jeremy showing a little leg here. Very appropriate.
And we can talk about it on the radio.
Yes!
Okay.
Thank you for that as well. All right, B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now with Tad and Melissa. So the rumor is, and when you're watching The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, people talk about this. Are these people really here for love, or are they here for fame?
I went to these Bachelor auditions that were held inside our building upstairs at Channel 2 to talk to some of the people to see just how willing they were to be on television, even if I presented fake television shows. Mm-hmm. And I ran into one aspiring actress.
Listen to this.
My name is Mariah. I am from Marietta, Georgia. I've lived here for about 10 years. I was originally born in Mississippi.
What is appealing about being on TV?
Well, I'm definitely in the acting field anyways. So when I saw this online, I just figured, hey.
Obviously not everybody's going to make it on the show.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But there are other shows that are in pre-production. There are shows that are casting. There's other ideas out there. So there's a show. It's very Big Brother-esque. So there'd be six contestants in a large house in the Hollywood Hills.
Okay.
And a black bear.
A black bear, like
in the house.
Black bear.
Yeah, in the house.
Like, could people die?
Well, probably not. But what's gonna happen is you just stay away from the bear.
Oh my god! Sure. That sounds, I guess, a little fun. Sure. Yeah, I'm interested in that.
There's a show called Naked Jungle. Now, Naked Jungle involves contestants competing in challenges to win the chance to earn their clothes back.
So they'd be naked.
Not all the way, though, because you would win them back.
Right. I don't know if I'm interested in being naked and trying to win my clothes back. I don't know if that's something I'd be interested in.
So there's a very Bachelor-esque show. Mm-hmm. It takes place in a prison.
Okay.
And it's called Conjugal Visit.
That sounds a little fun and interesting at the same time. Sure, I'd be interested in that.
So the only show you're not interested in is Naked Jungle.
Naked, yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm very sure. I don't want to start off my career like that.
So the network is like really hot on this show. So we're expecting a lot of people to like get a lot of exposure on that.
Okay. You're like holding me by a string. Hooray! Throw me in there.
I'll put you down for all of them. Awesome.
I love how she had no problem with the conjugal visit, right. But the nudity, well, I don't know about that.
Yeah. No. Not only the conjugal visit. Conjugals, yes. Getting eaten by a black bear, yes. Naked jungle, though. Getting naked.
But all right. If you twist my arm.
I mean, if it's going to get a lot of exposure.
You're so trustworthy, producer Jeremy.
I have that sweet, innocent face.
You do. next time, take a picture of yourself. He went up there all dressed up.
Yeah. Wolf in sheep's clothing.
Traffic update. We get it from Mark Arum.
New trouble on the east.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger. Offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.